It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. It's time for a school district update, and joining me over the phone today, I have Chris Winfrey, the principal from Carbon High School. We're going to talk about we got to give a shout out to the teachers for everything that's going on right now. We're going to talk about some science fair winners, Sterling Scholars, graduation, grading, all kinds of fun stuff. Mr. Winfrey, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate you.
Yeah, Dave, absolutely. I'm usually a lot more comfortable being in the studio than I am on the other end of the phone, but social distancing being what it is, I'm happy to be here today.
We're practicing as much as possible. So let's start out with, you said you wanted to kind of give a shout out to the teachers and all the staff and everything, because they are doing a tremendous job in really, times that nobody really knows anything like this. This is a first for just about everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going through unprecedented times, and obviously, with little to no notice that changes were coming, I just wanted to publicly, give a special thank you to really all of the staff at Carbon High School for the things that they've been able to do. To accomplish what we've accomplished is a group effort. It's not just one group that's doing this, but, our secretaries have had to find ways to work from home but still answer phone calls and schedule things and make sure the bills are being paid and that we're taking care of the day-to-day business of the students and the parents. Our counseling department has been working diligently to make sure that we're still ready to go next year when school starts, with getting things scheduled and getting classes set up for next year and making changes for students even this year as they're going through. Our custodial staff has been working tirelessly, having had an empty building now to get cleaned and sanitized, but just to make sure that everything is getting the deep cleaning that it needs during this time to keep everyone healthy. Our paraprofessionals and aides who normally were hired to work with students and they have been doing all kinds of different things that go in above and beyond their job descriptions, helping with the cleaning, helping to work with students who are doing credit recovery classes, making sure they're ready to graduate, as well as helping out with our lunch staff and our kitchen staff. And then again, we know how hard the kitchen staff's been working across the district, really, to make sure the kids are still being fed breakfast and lunch, and what a great program that is. And then lastly, just the teachers at Carbon. Nobody got into education so that they could be an online teacher. And we miss the kids. We want them back in the building desperately. But the teachers have done just some amazing things to make sure that students' learning continues. And so I just wanted to say thank you to everybody at Carbon High School for all the great work that they've been doing over these last 3 to 4 weeks that we've been out of the building and dealing with something brand new for all of us.
And yeah, definitely. And hats off to all of them doing great jobs. And thanks so much for everything that they do and getting everybody through this. It's once again, like we said, it's unprecedented times, but handling it like a bunch of champions up there.
Absolutely.
Now, you wanted to talk about, you had some science fair winners, you had some Sterling Scholar stuff that's still been going on, even though school is not in session.
Yeah, absolutely. So, our science fair, these students were getting ready to participate in the actual physical science fair. It was actually scheduled for the weekend after the school closure was first announced, and so changes had to take place to make it a digital science fair, but the projects were still presented to judges and the students were still interviewed by judges. And so we were just excited to announce that we did have some winners from Carbon High School who took first place in their categories in the regional science fair. Out of the 26 students that participated digitally from our area, 16 of them won placement awards, and then six of those took first place. And they're covering Carbon County, east, west, and south, all the way down to St. George. So we just want to congratulate them. Madeline Johnson, she took first in behavioral and social science. Mike Manaski, first place in earth science. Jeremiah Eisen took first place in engineering, electricity, and mechanical. Russell Seeley took first place in engineering, materials, and bioengineering. James Briner, first place in mathematical science. And Grace Broadbear, first place in physics and astronomy. So we also had other students place in those categories. And so we're just really proud of our students at Carbon High School. despite all of the things that have been going on, they're still doing great things and representing as well. And then just this last week, similarly, our Sterling Scholar students who've been working at this all year, for those who don't know, you begin working on Sterling Scholar the end of your junior year, and then you're working on it all the way through your senior year of high school. So these Sterling Scholar students have put in a lot of work and a lot of time, and so we're just really proud of them and the things that they've accomplished. Carbon High School students alone earned $25,400 in scholarships, not counting the ones they'll get directly from the colleges that they went to. But out of the 14 Sterling Scholar categories, Carbon took first place in 8 of those 14, and then we placed in another 4. So 12 out of the 14 were from Carbon High School. So I just wanted to, again, congratulate those first place winners that we had and all of them. But Alexis Chappelle, she was a first place winner for Sterling Scholar in social science. Brock Morris took first place in the science category. Dallin Nelson took first place for Carbon in music. Ashlyn Baker took first place in English. James Briner took first place in business and marketing. Summer Atherley took first place in family and consumer science. Sydney Sandoval took first place in dance, and Emily Jesperson took first place in computer technology. So it's just exciting to see that despite all of the horrible and difficult, challenging things that are going on right now in our area and in the world, students at Carbon High School are still performing well and still accomplishing great things.
Definitely, definitely so. Now, as we move through the school year, we've got you wanted to talk about graduation and how that was going to be handled.
Yeah, so, you know, we were optimistic that we would still get to hold our normal graduation, and then with the announcement that came out yesterday from Governor Herbert that we'll continue with soft closure until the end of the year, we've had to be prepared to do a modified graduation. But we do want to announce and make sure, especially for our seniors, that they know we still will be holding a graduation ceremony. And I don't have all the specific details currently, but we are going to be holding a ceremony on May 21st, which is the day graduation was scheduled. But to comply with the health department regulations and to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe, we're going to basically be doing a drive-up style graduation at the high school. Not a parade through town, but students can dress in their caps and gowns, bring their families with them in their car, so that they're maintaining social distancing, just the families that they live with. And then they'll be able to drive up to the high school in their caps and gowns, and the teachers will be spaced out outside in the parking lot, and we'll give them their graduation folder. If they drive around the high school, they'll be able to pull up in front of the high school. We'll have a professional photographer there to take a picture of them as they step out of their car and just stand in front of the school. And then they can go with their families and celebrate, you know, as they normally would for graduation. And that's going to be for those students who want to participate in that on the 21st. We will plan on having a formal graduation ceremony at whatever point the coronavirus allows us to get back together. We want to make sure that our students know that we aren't going to allow this to beat us. It doesn't matter if it's the end of June, end of July. We potentially have a plan in mind to even do a graduation as late as homecoming week next school year, if that's what we need to do. But we wanted to make sure we had something on the 21st for those students who know they're going to be moving away to college or potentially leaving the area or going on missions and things like that. And then for those who are still here, when coronavirus is done, we will have a formal graduation. We're actually looking at doing it out on the football field in the evening this year, where we can invite friends and family to sit up in the stands and actually enjoy a formal procession where students can walk across the stage and graduate. So we're going to be providing two options for graduation this year for all of our students to participate in, because it's something that's important, and we want to make sure that our students don't miss out. Along with that, prom is another thing I know students are very concerned about, and so we do plan on having a formal prom when the times allow us to get back together. So again, if it's later in the summer or even at the beginning of next school year, we still will have a prom that would have taken place this year for the juniors and seniors. Who were very excited and looking forward to that. So we're trying to make sure we can maintain at least some semblance of normalcy or provide those exciting opportunities for students, even if it's in a modified way.
Perfect, perfect. And goes hand in hand with graduation. You wanted to speak to the grading policy, and you said you're not too sure about the the elementary level. You can just really speak to the high school level. So let's talk about that.
So just right before spring break happened, the school district administration announced the grading policy for this fourth quarter during the coronavirus, that the only grades that we would be giving out during this time would be a P, which is the passing grade, or an A. And really the idea behind this is we want to make sure that our students know and our parents know that these are difficult times. We have students who are dealing with so many challenging things above and beyond just trying to maintain academics. And, without the students being in the building to be taught by professional teachers who are trained in how to teach content to students, our students are being asked to do this at home, on their own, online, where parents are teaching them. And we recognize how difficult that can be. Some homes, we know there are students who, they're just trying to make sure they have electricity that day, or hot and cold running water, or food. We have high school students who are taking care of younger siblings because the parents are working and not in the home. And so we recognize those challenges and want to make sure that we still provide education for students, but that we're holding them harmless if they're not able to maintain the level that they normally would have had they been in our building. So we want the students to stay engaged, to continue to learn, to stay caught up with the work that the teachers are giving them. But if they miss something or they fall behind a little bit, we want to make sure that they're not going to be hurt by that. And so the P grade means students will pass their classes. It won't do anything to benefit their GPA, but it won't hurt their GPA either. They'll still get credit for the class. And then for those students who are able to stay engaged and continue to learn all the way through the end of this year, they'll have the opportunity to still earn the A that they want to earn to help their GPA improve. And so we're encouraging and asking our students to stay involved, follow along with their teachers, participate in their online classes. But we don't want this to be a source of stress and anxiety for our students. And so if there are times when they can't quite keep up or can't quite do things to the level they normally would have, we don't want them to stress. We want them to know that we're going to take care of them and make sure that things still work out.
Perfect. And then finally, one last note. After all is said and done with coronavirus and everything kind of gets back to whatever the new normal is going to be, you're still about ready to become a construction zone of the high school, aren't you?
We are, yes. You look at all of the things that could have gone wrong during these situations, and we're excited that we were able to pass the bond, and so construction is still going to happen at Carbon, and as well as at the district office and the bus garage and other places. So I know that plans are in place. I've seen the architectural drawings for the new addition that's going to go on at Carbon, and I suppose we'll probably be able to start a little bit sooner than normal because we know we're not going to have students back in the building this year, but hopefully this summer we'll see some changes happening. The bus garage next door to the high school will be torn down, and we'll be creating more parking for our students as well as for construction vehicles as they begin working. I would anticipate possibly that we'll even begin the demolition on the patio there at Carbon and start the foundation work for the new addition that's going to go on there. Some changes over at the district office for the new bus garage, as well as the transportation office and the maintenance office and things like that. So, we're excited that those projects are still going to move forward, and we're optimistic that this process will go quickly, and hopefully we won't run into any snags. And within the next couple of years, we'll see the fruit of those labors and have some new and exciting things outside as well as inside the high school.
All right. Well, Chris Winfrey, principal up at Carbon High School, thanks for taking out the time to join us this morning and kind of keep people informed of what's going on up there. We appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you mind if I leave one last thought?
You go right ahead.
As everyone's going through these difficult times, we just want to remind them to keep moving on, keep moving ahead. This will pass, and we'll all be the better for it. But I thought of a quote, John Wooden, UCLA basketball coach said, things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out. And I just want to encourage the students at Carbon High School to just keep trying to make the best of these situations. It's something that is unprecedented for all of us. It doesn't matter whether you're in the second grade, the 12th grade, or you're 75 years old. None of us have ever lived through situations like this before. And just continue to make the best out of these difficult times, and things will turn out just fine for all of us in the end.
All right. Principal Winfrey, thanks for taking out the time. We appreciate you.
Yep, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, and be safe out there, okay?
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.